Okay, Rabbi Isai, apologies for slight lateness. Just come from another shiur. I ran out over there. Tonight's shiur, Fazar Shimshin, Leila Nishmas, or Shimshin Chaim, and Nachman Lecha Nachmani. His tremendous Torah should light up the world as it keeps on lighting up the world, and his Neshama should have Aliyah from the Torah that we learn. Okay, here's an interesting shtickel that I've often wondered about, and many people wonder about. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paran, he says, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Kachatzois Halayla. Right? Rashi says, Tubshotim. Either Kachatzois Halayla means as we get to Chatzois, or the second shot is Kachatzois Halayla means that round about Chatzois. Now, the Baruch Shalom didn't say kachatzos halayla. What did Baruch Shalom say? Bachatzi halayla. Baruch Shalom said it's going to happen mamash at chatzos. So why does Moshe Rabbeinu say kachatzos halayla? So Rashi tells us a famous pshat. It's Gemara in Brachos. He says kachatzos and not bachatzos because the tztagine paris stargazers are going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is a joker. Moshe Rabbeinu badoi haba. He must be a joker. Look at this. He said chatzos. Now, I remember that once I heard Rabbi Arlovsky say over the question as follows. He said, imagine the situation. You're ready after 9 makas that have absolutely devastated the entire Egypt. And now people are looking at the clock and saying, 12 o'clock at night, this is going to happen. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5 seconds off, every single person died in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is a joker, and now let's go bury Bob. Right? That's how he said it. Yeah, I still remember him saying that. He says, "What if every Bechor in Mitzrayim died, what's this joking business? Moshe Rabbeinu about Doyava, what, just because it didn't happen? Yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Zer Shimshon asked Akasha that Moshe Rabbeinu should have still said a Beloshon the Baruch Shem said. Baruch Shem says, Bachatzoi Salaylo, it will be Bachatzoi Salaylo. And I call Moshe Rabbeinu says, Koy Omar Hashem, right? And we say there's a difference between all the difference, between all the Nevi'im said, Koy Omar, but Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zeh Adova. He says, Koy Omar Hashem, so says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what? He said, Bachatzoi Salaylo. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kachatzoi, says, Koy Omar Hashem. That's what Hashem, that's not what Hashem said. Hashem said, Bachatzoi Salayla. So why do you say Kachatzoi Salayla? So why Moshe Rabbeinu not saying over what he said? And also, as we said before, how could they say that he's a badoy? How could they say he's a joker after everything you've seen? You've seen a dam, and you've seen a tzvadeh, and a kinim, and an orev. We have no idea the devastation that such a plague would have. We've seen corona. You think corona is bad? Can you imagine what orev would have done to a country? Orev would bring a country to a standstill. Borod, it's raining hailstones that are as big as who knows what, that are filled with ice and with fire. And you're talking about a virus that 99.9% of people survive? That's your plague? You want to see a plague? That's a plague. The whole place is in shambles. So you're looking at an Egypt that's entirely destroyed, and people say, Moshe Rabbeinu badoyu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a badoy. How could you say such a thing? Okay? Next, what's the difference? Let's even say it was Bachatzoi Salayla. The Rebbeinu Shalom says it happens Bachatzoi Salayla. Who cares exactly what time it happens? If it's 12 or 12:01 or 11:59, it doesn't seem to make much of a difference. It seems to me that the Rebbeinu Shalom has something that's going on over here. They says, no, it needs to be exactly Chatzois. Why does it need to be Chatzois? You know, usually there's a reason for these things. If the Baruch Shem says it has to be at this time, who cares at what time of the night it is? And lastly, he says, how come Klal Yisrael doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu is a badoy? Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael should also, we're worried about the Egyptians, Moshe Klal Yisrael also say, I thought something's going to happen tonight. Nothing happened. What's going on? So the Zer Shimshon says a very interesting terrace. So Zer Shimshon brings over here Lefi Seda Hamailas Shatzam Chankal. I'm not sure what that is, but it seems to be the certain Koychomen that Meshamish at certain times, right? And so therefore, there is, again, I don't know what this is, Kabbalah, I don't know what this means exactly, but he says that, pardon? In? The Shiva Koychomen? Seven planets. Pardon? Okay, I didn't do Erevin. I'm sorry, I didn't do Erevin. Okay, fine. So these are different things. They're different things. So we have a beauty over here tells us what it is. So these are different things. So he says, at night, it was Thursday night. The Gemara says that it was Bnei Yisrael, so it was Wednesday night leading into Thursday. Bnei Yisrael went out by Yom HaChamishi. And what happened was, Bachatzi HaLaila, all the way up to Chatzois, there was a star which is called Koichav Tzedek. In the last hour before Chatzois, up from, let's call Chatzois 12 o'clock, just for ease of, you know, Chatzois doesn't mean 12 o'clock, it means midnight, as in lehalocha midnight, when it is between nacht and between nets, or whatever it's going to be, between shkia and nets, or between tzeisikom and alois, whatever it is, either way, whatever the midpoint is going to be between those two things, that's really Chatzois. But let's call it 12 o'clock, just for ease of use, okay? So from 11 to 12, this star that was now out was Koichov Tzedek, and then afterwards in from 12 to 1 was the Koichov called Madin in the seventh hour. Okay? And therefore he says that is why it's so important to be looking at the different stars and what's happening at what time. Because each one of these stars has a certain Koich. Koichov Tzedek has a positive Koich. Koichov Madin has a negative koyach. And now what's happening over here is, the Rabbi Shalom is coming, and he's choosing Klal Yisrael, mitoich, the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim all got killed, Klal Yisrael all survived. So there's two things that's happening. Number one is that all the Mitzrim are dying. Number two, all of Klal Yisrael are surviving. And therefore, kifi, each one of these koyaches, one of those things fits in perfectly, and one of those things goes against it. So let's go with the Koich of Tzedek. Let's say if the Makas Bechoris happened at 11:30 at night. Not at Chatzos, but 11:30 at night. That's Koich of Tzedek. So you say, why was Klal Yisrael saved? Not because there was anything better about Klal Yisrael. It was Koich of Tzedek. So that Koich of somehow ended up being able to save Klal Yisrael. Yeah, maybe for some reason it wasn't able to save the Mitzrim. But they weren't saved because the Ribbono Shel Olam chose Klal Yisrael over the Mitzrim. For whatever reason, the Koichav, there was a gzera against Mitzrayim, and this Koichav Tzedek ended up saving Klal Yisrael. And vice versa, Koich Madim, you know, we know as under Koich Odom, we say that Esau was born under the Koichav Odom. David HaMelech also was born under the same Koich. So when we speak about these Koiches, when we speak Fakert, that's a koyach of violence. So when you look at Mitzrayim, why did Mitzrayim die then? Because it's a violent time. Why didn't Klal Yisrael die then? Don't know. Not sure. Maybe that's some kind of a schus, but there was a reason why they didn't die then. So Im Kain comes out that if there would have been a ness of Makas Bechoros, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills every single Bechor that belongs to Mitzrayim, and he leaves alive every single Bechor that belongs to Klal Yisrael, if it happens not exactly in the middle, if it happens between 11 and 12, or it happens from 12 or 1 all the way to 1 o'clock, either which way, as you look at these Koichovim, you say, aha, this wasn't a nest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a Koichov that was involved over here in creating either a positive or a negative aura for the Mitzrim or for Klal Yisrael. Either Klal Yisrael survived at 11 to 12 because of the koach of the star of Tzedek, or Mitzrayim dies between 12 and 1 because of the koach of Madim. And what happens to the whole thing about Makas Bechoros? Goes out the window. It's nature. And that's really sometimes what people are trying to say. You know, you look at the whole thing of COVID. Part of what people are saying about COVID is, yeah, it's natural and the scientists are working it out. If you sit and you listen deeper, you'd realize that the whole COVID is Ki'ani Salalti B'Mitzrayim. Like we see, Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim, I played with Mitzrayim. We have a vaccine. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, here, take a variant that doesn't work with a vaccine. Now what? Okay, we'll make a different vaccine, we'll boost ourselves. Now this won't work, now that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally playing with them. You know, we are the other present science and we can do anything. Okay, here's a tiny little virus. What are you going to do with that? We shut down the aviation industry and we shut down the cars and we shut down schools and we shut down hotels. We shut down the whole country for 4 months. Then we slowly open up. Ah, we have to come back. And you see, it's mamash, I say, it's allowed to be Mitzrayim. But people like to look at nature and they blame nature. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I know there's something called Makas Becharis. You know what the Tzakine Pahar are going to say? It's not Makas Becharis, it's not the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's Koyach Tzedek, it's Koyach Madim, it has nothing to do with Hashem. So you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Do you know where this Makah has to happen? Bang in the middle. It's not Koyach of Tzedek because it's gone away already. It's not Koyach Madim because that hasn't come out yet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bachatzois Halayla. Smack in the middle. You can't blame this star, you can't blame that star. So who is it? Only the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom did it. And they all died in 1 second. They all had to die then and there. Everything in one go. And so nobody can say Moshe Rabbeinu Badoi Haya. Because without that you can say, you know Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't really Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, he knew, like they say with Tzvadea. He came to him and he said, Tzvadea, when you want the Tzvadea to go away? Says Paroi, when did he say he wants Tzvadeh to go away? Tomorrow. Shkar, thank you so much. Lemachar. Why Lemachar? If you had a terrible tzar, you say now. So all the Mefarshim explain, you know why he didn't say now? Because Paroi thought to himself that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the spell was wearing off. So he came to him and he said, no, you want me to get rid of it? Yeah, get rid of it now. Whoop, it went away. Moshe didn't do it. It was going away anyway. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, tell me when you want it away. He says, Pari lemocher. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, fine. Leman teda ki ein kashem leikenu. You want it to go away tomorrow, you'll go away tomorrow. But that's how you know that I'm not joking with you. It's not a spell. Tell me in 2 days, it'll go away in 2 days. It's nothing to do with me. The Rebbeinu Shalom makes it go away when you want it to go away. It's not, I know that the spell's wearing off. Here too, I know this is Bachatzoy Salayla. And therefore we have a doubleness. There's a nest of the Makas HaMitzrayim, the nest of Atzolas Yisrael, and we need to have it smack in the middle so that nobody makes any allegations or nobody says it wasn't the Rebbeinu Shalom. The only way that this nest would be as big as it needs to be if it's smack in the middle. So now comes back, we come back to Kachatzos HaLayla. And here it is, there's a two pshatim in Rashi. The Zer Shemeshin actually says that the two pshatim in Rashi work out kefi each one of them. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told, when Moshe Rabbeinu passes on, Kachatzois HaLayla, when he's talking to Itztagine Paroi, he's saying one thing. Kachatzois HaLayla, guys, listen, around about midnight. I'm saying around about midnight. Why is he saying around about midnight? These guys are going to make a mistake. They're going to start saying it's this star, it's that star, it's not the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a whole different reason why it happened. I can't have the Mitzrayim starting to point fingers. So therefore, I didn't say it's happening exactly bang on. Because they might get it wrong also. So it's like happening around midnight. So a few minutes before, a few minutes after. I got it basically right. Okay, you got it basically right. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a badoy. But when we speak to Klal Yisrael, there's another chatzos that actually exists that he mentions over here. The pasuk he brings a medrash in Shmos Rabbah, he says, "Make him dvar avdoi batas malach of yashlim." Kosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu to be goyel his sons b'chatzi alayla. In the same way, he ran after the malachim that kanish Moshe Kosh Baruch Hu. And the point, if you look in that God, it says, "Goliso leezrochi chatzos leel pesach." You revealed yourself, le'ezrochi, which is Avram Avinu, b'chatzos le'pesach, at midnight in the night of Pesach. And Moshe says, koi oma Hashem kachatzos halayla. What's kachatzos? Like chatzos. What chatzos are we referring to? Zok, do you know which chatzos I'm referring to? Like the chatzos that happened over there to Avram Avinu. Like that chatzos, which was bang on chatzos. When he says it to Klal Yisrael, he wants them to know, remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed himself to Avraham Avinu, Chatzois Halayla, around Chatzois. He showed himself not around Chatzois, at Chatzois Avraham Avinu, and the Nevuah happened to Avraham Avinu at Chatzois. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, like the Nevuah comes now at Chatzois, the Geulah is going to come at Chatzois. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael understood what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Ka Chatzois Halayla, like the Chatzois that happened then, that was exactly at Chatzois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Yetzeh B'Soich Mitzrayim. It's going to happen bang on at Chatzois, like the bang on of Chatzois that happened over there, is the same Chatzois going to happen over here. That's Ka Chatzois HaLayla, according to the way Klal Yisrael heard it. But when Moshe Rabbeinu said it to the Tzdagine Paro, he made them understand that Ka Chatzois HaLayla, they're not going to have this Ka Chatzois HaLayla like the Chatzois. Because Ka Chatzois can mean like the Chatzois that happened over there, or Ka Chatzois HaLayla can be round about Chatzois HaLayla. To Itzlagini Paro, he doesn't want to, I'm not going to play with them. They're going to start messing it up. They're going to make all sorts of things. Ka Chatzois HaLayla, round about Chatzois HaLayla. Because they're going to make a mistake. And therefore, with that, he answers all the kashas. You're saying, why did Moshe Rabbeinu change the Lashon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ba Chatzois, and he says, Ka Chatzois. He says, he's saying the truth. Because if you read it the way he says it to Klal Yisrael, he's saying, Ka Chatzois HaLayla, like the Chatzois that happened to Avraham Avinu, the same kind of Chatzois. Bang on the middle for Avraham Avinu, bang on in the middle again. Right? And that's why they would say, Moshe Rabbeinu Badoi Hoya, because if it didn't happen to bang on Chatzois, they'd say it's some kind of a natural thing that happens, not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. And that's the difference why it has to be bang on Chatzois, and that's why Klal Yisrael wouldn't make the mistake either. So that's the shtickle that the Zeh Shemshin says over here, a very, very beautiful shtickle again. So the Torah that he said, as we said in the beginning, again, I like to say it at the end, this beautiful shtickle Torah should be Le'ilu Nishmas, Rav Shemshin Chaim and Nachman Micha Nachmani. His special Torah should bring us tremendous chusim, and even more importantly, should give him tremendous chusim in Gan Eden, Shavah Lichting Gan Eden, and Yisholah Lichting Shabbos.